Well, over the last few weeks, we have been spotlighting a bunch of really cool local restaurants and stores and businesses in downtown Chapel Hill as part of a series that's been sponsored by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. A lot of businesses have been open and serving folks through COVID-19. Now we're moving into phase two, so things are starting to open back up a little bit more. You can head to our website, chapelboro.com, and click on What's Open Downtown for a long list of photos and specials and daily updates courtesy of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. You can also visit their website, which is downtownchapelhill.com, for more information. Today, as part of this series, we are going to be focusing on a still fairly new restaurant that opened recently on West Franklin Street. I had a chance to go there a while ago. It's fantastic. Definitely worth checking out. It is Chimney Indian Kitchen, and we are joined on the phone right now by Srikant Reddy of Chimney Indian Kitchen. You can find them online at chimneyindiankitchen.com. Srikant, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good, Aaron. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity to explain what we have been through, and also just wanted to tell you a few things about how the pandemic is treating us in the process as well. So thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely. And this conversation, of course, sponsored by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com, for more on them. So before we even start talking about the restaurant, tell us about you and your journey. The restaurant opened not too long ago, but you've been in the business for a lot longer. So tell us about yourself.
Yes, I mean, I started off, I mean, not a professional chef, but I started off with cooking stuff, some YouTube videos and everything. And I think in the past, 10 years back, my wife was in India, and I was in upstate New York, and there was not many Indian restaurants there. So I was hungry because the place I was living was in like a very countryside, and there was like, I had to drive in like 30 miles to get even to a grocery store there.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off cooking myself, and that's where I started to learn that I can actually cook. So I started to experiment a lot of stuff. I used to call my mom, I'd take some recipes, create my own recipes. I used to watch a lot of YouTube videos. That's how I started my journey. And I've been doing that for like 7 years. And I've been helping do small parties for the friends, cooking biryanis at home and everything. And then one fine day I had a thought of why don't I put in money and start up a restaurant. So I started off with a restaurant in Morrisville, and it was a huge success. And but it didn't, I mean, I worked on the restaurant for over in like 2 years, but somewhere I was not able to, I mean, it was more of a franchisee of an Indian restaurant. So that's where I felt there was not much of my involvement in changing the recipes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I ventured out with one of the very professional chefs in the Triangle area called Jess Piercing. And he has been doing in the restaurant industry for like over 30 years. He has done like 7-10 restaurants in the Triangle area. So I partnered with him and opened a Thali Indian restaurant on South Miami Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And that joining with him actually helped made a lot of changes to overall process of how a restaurant works. I was deeply involved in the kitchen and the making of the sauces, how much portions he was using. So he trained me a lot of stuff while doing in the kitchen. So that's where I had a lot of hands-on experience. I mean, I was more of an amateur cook before that, and from that point, it helped me to get in detail of every ingredient, why is he doing it, what is the purpose, why we have to put this ingredient. And I'm a computer graduate, so, and also I was doing a lot of research, data analysis, which restaurants are doing good. It helped me in overall understanding the restaurant business and everything. So I spent like another 3-4 years with him during the course. And then I've been a big fan of Chapel Hill Downtown. I come there mm-hmm. because of the vibrant restaurant culture there. And so it's been a lot of, I've been watching that area grow. So luckily we found the spot. I mean, the old Vespa used to be an Italian restaurant mm-hmm. on Franklin Street, and that was closed down. So we had an opportunity to go talk to the landlord and get the lease, and we built the restaurant, and we opened the restaurant in 2020 for New Year.
Awesome.
And we are parallelly opening another restaurant in Durham downtown called Indian Monsoon. So So we have everything ready for us to open the doors, but we just put a hold on the restaurant for now until the whole pandemic situation pans out, how it's going to be and everything.
So right.
We are holding off on that new restaurant in Durham.
Well, it's a fantastic restaurant in Chapel Hill, and I actually didn't know that you were also with Tali. I've been there in Durham, and that's a fantastic place too. So speaking with Srikant Reddy again, ChimneyIndianKitchen.com, the website for more. They're located on West Franklin Street, and again, it just opened a few months ago, and we had a chance to go shortly after you opened. It really is a terrific place. How have you been able to manage through the last couple of months with COVID-19? It's been kind of crazy.
Yeah, definitely. It's a crazy time. And especially being a restaurant owner, it's a very tough spot to be in a business at this point. Because what happened over the last 10 years, the margins on the restaurant business have gone down so much. I mean, everything has become expensive. The rents are expensive. And you got to have the right people to do the right things. You got to pay good for everybody that is talented. And everything has gone up. So especially during this pandemic, I mean, it's been a struggle, but I work in the kitchen, not every day, but whenever I get a chance, I go there, make sauces. That way I'm able to control the expenses a little bit right now. But primary thing, what I'm focusing on during this pandemic time is making sure my employees are taking back some money home. So that's what I've told my employees is that the revenue that we are making, you split across everybody based on what you need, how many people, how many you have to feed at home and everything. So I let them, I'm distributing the revenue that we are getting from the restaurant across all my employees. And I'm taking the pain of paying the rent and everything. But especially, I mean, Chapel Hill has been really supportive because I do see a lot of orders coming personally over the phone because every time we get an order directly to the restaurant, we're not paying commissions to the third-party vendors like Uber Eats, Grubhub. So it was a beautiful experience working in Chapel Hill downtown, and I follow a lot of food blogs on the Chapel Hill, like Carborough Foodies and everything. People have been very supportive of us. And the Mother's Day special that we did for the Mother's Day has been a really successful. We had like 30 orders of family feast orders for us during the Mother's Day. It was a big hit for us on the Mother's Day.
Awesome. So now we're starting to move into phase two. What are your plans specifically?
So I've been working with my staff for the last this week on doing some trail runs with investors. How should you approach your customer? How should you wear your mask? How often do you change your gloves and everything? So we have trained all my employees to sanitize the stuff, making sure everything is clean, and how do you seat the customers when they are in the restaurant. And also what we have done is that we have actually changed a little bit of our recipes to include antibodies in our overall concept, like the Indian spices like turmeric, garlic, ginger, clove, cinnamon. These are few of the spices that helps build antibodies in the bar,
okay,
the food. So what we have done is we have changed our recipes a few, not slightly, to a little bit of variation without changing the overall taste, to make sure every person coming into the restaurant and eating also gets this healthy and some immunity that can go into the body to help any of the viruses or any antibodies.
Love it. Again, speaking with Srikant from Chimney Indian Kitchen, ChimneyIndianKitchen.com, the website located on West Franklin Street. Go there and check it out. So people go to the restaurant, what can they expect to experience? What are your specialties? What are your most popular dishes?
Our biggest popular dish is a few of things are the banana leaf fish and also the chicken tikka masala. And I'm surprised that I introduced a new dish called the pista korma, which can be available in chicken, lamb, and goat. People have been loving that dish so much. We get every, like, 3 out of 10 orders are something to do with the pista korma.
Nice.
So we have been very popular with the pista korma in the restaurant.
Awesome. I got to start wrapping up this conversation, but before we do, anything else that people ought to know about Chimney Indian Kitchen?
I think we are very proud to be part of the Chapel Hill scene. And we want every restaurant to be successful. I know this is a hard time for everybody, but we will be able to support anybody that we need help with anything. So please reach out to us in any way that we can help us. And we wanted all the residents to be successful in the area and pass through this phase. And hopefully at some point in time, everybody is back to normal. Everybody is free and everybody can do what they used to do in the past.
Absolutely. And just for folks who might be interested, so the restaurant will be opening back up with limited capacity for dining in. Will you still be doing takeout or curbside pickup too?
Yes, we'll be doing everything like limited dining, and we'll do the curbside contactless delivery, contactless food, everything will be available.
Awesome. And again, if you want more information, you're listening out there, it's a fantastic restaurant. Just opened a few months ago. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely do. And if you have already, definitely go back. ChimneyIndianKitchen.com is the website right on West Franklin Street. Great, great place in downtown Chapel Hill. Srikant Reddy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, RM. Thank you.